afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Thank you.
We all seek a degree of stability in our lives. Job security, certainty of income, a happy and stable home life. These are all reasonable expectations. But we live in times of unprecedented change. Consider technology, for example. No sooner has a device gained popularity than it is superseded by something better, faster, bigger, or smaller. So how do we reconcile this conflict between a desire for stability and the constant disruption imposed by change? When we really look into these oppositions, we find the conflict is an illusion caused by our insistence that opposite conditions represent struggle. When we leave for work in the morning, we join the traffic flow. But as we proceed, we probably become more and more conscious of the time. Traffic jams, unexpected roadworks, an accident, impatient drivers. They slow us down and raise our stress levels. We're going to be late. Time has become a barrier to progress. Beating the clock has become an irritation or worse. Internally, our peace is destroyed and we start to blame outside conditions and other people. The truth is, however, it is we who have decided that time is stopping us achieving our goal of getting to work on time. The conflict is within us. Now, this conflict is real to us, and it can have devastating health consequences. But by simply changing the way we view the situation, we can entirely eliminate the destructive impact of such a situation which we have generated by our own thinking. By changing the way we are looking at the situation, that conflict evaporates and we discover equilibrium and peace again. It's all about perspective, and it's all about finding and valuing harmony where harmony seems not to exist. Time and motion is a study related to the pursuit of excellence. In this study, time is conceived as a hurdle to be overcome, a barrier to progress. As such, therefore, anything which facilitates the elimination of time as an inhibiting factor is deemed beneficial. If we can get from point A to point B in half the time, that must be a good thing, right? But is it really? What about the quality of the experience? What about living the journey rather than concerning ourselves too much with the destination as the principal objective? Does the quality of life have anything at all to do with getting there faster? Is the conquest of time and space really a conquest at all? Consider this. All motion generates change, which in turn generates motion. This process is eternal. Riding a bike is both change and motion, synthesized and synchronized, because it is change and motion directed towards a desired goal. In this example, then, change and motion are reconciled, harmonized as directed force, if you will, but only while we pay attention to the actual journey. But there's another thing. In the act of riding a bike, stability is also maintained. In fact, without stability, no one could even ride a bike. So the two principles of change and stability are not actually in conflict at all. They are just part and parcel of the same condition we call the motion of life. Accepting change as necessary and inevitable brings with it this ability to adapt and move in a fluid way. Change now represents endless opportunity rather than being seen as a threat. Throughout history, advanced thinkers have always challenged the status quo. The idea that the planets revolve around the sun was once labelled blasphemy. The Library of Alexandria, an ancient repository and vast intellectual resource, was lost forever because it was deemed a threat to established thinking. Nikola Tesla had his funding pulled because the technology he pioneered was about free energy for all, a threat indeed to those who sought only to profit personally from his efforts. By understanding how essential change is to progress, we can embrace the idea of change in all its forms. We need change right now. We need structural change at the very core of society. But such change, as it has been in past ages, is being very clearly and deliberately resisted. Change is life, and evolution is change. But oftentimes, long-held, deeply honoured beliefs, traditions and ideas, greatly cherished, even hallowed institutions, ancient and beloved behaviours and practices considered sacrosanct, even sacred. These must all be subject to constant review and likely change. Literally everything should be subject to evolution. That which is valid today, however, need not be valid or invalid tomorrow. But our understanding must grow and expand. Time and space are real, but with slightly altered perception, they cease to be the barriers to progress. We have come to believe they are, becoming instead facilitators of it. Finding harmony in life is all about timing, rather than the conquest of time as a measure of success. Rhythm is a dance wherein timing is the critical factor. In a dance, beating the clock is entirely irrelevant. Is life for you a dance, or is it a war against the clock? It's all about the way you think, and nothing and no one is affecting it but you.
We hope that today's considerations will help you on your own personal journey.